If it passes, the bill would repeal a state law that prohibits employers from firing or refusing to hire someone based solely on a past felony. Bill sponsor Republican Representative Joel Clayfish of Oconomowoc says that law places an undue burden on businesses trying to survive in the current slow economy.
As we're trying to create jobs throughout the state and give employers the tools they need to make sure that when they hire someone, if that person doesn't work out based on a felony conviction, that they're not going to lose hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to do it.
Opponents of the bill say it contradicts the current effort of the Department of Corrections to prepare offenders to find jobs when they leave prison. Linda Ketchum of the Madison Urban Ministry says the bill's requirement that ex-offenders get a governor's pardon to assure they won't be denied employment ignores the fact that thousands of inmates are released each year, and on average only 20 pardons a year are granted.
Given the reality of how many pardons are actually granted, this bill denies forgiveness and the opportunity for redemption.
Similar bills introduced over the past 15 years have failed, but opponents like Ketchum fear the current Republican majority may succeed in passing this one. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.